The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Whatever practice you do with mindfulness meditation, we ultimately open to whatever is happening in our experience. And more than a guided meditation, what I'd like to offer this morning is a little reflection to drop in before the meditation to encourage a particular kind of curiosity about your experience. So whatever form, however you begin your meditation, whether that's with a primary object, an anchoring of the attention with the body or breath, or whether you begin with a more open, receptive exploration of just what is happening, noticing how the attention shifts from one object to another, you will all at some point experience the mind losing mindfulness and returning to mindfulness. And the moment that mindfulness returns, in that moment we often judge ourselves. We think it's a problem that the mind has been wandering. And yet in that moment when you notice that it had been wandering, in that moment, you are mindful. You are already aware. And so that's what one of the things I'd like to encourage you to recognize, settling into your practice in whatever way you normally begin. And it may be sooner, it may be later, that you notice that you're back. It may be recognized by a kind of a sense of, I've been thinking, or I haven't been paying attention to whatever my primary object is. See if there can be a little bit of curiosity about the experience of the mindfulness returning. It may be a little bit after the fact that you notice it. You're already judging, you're already... Sometimes even it happens that we automatically kind of almost yank our attention back to whatever our primary object is, without really taking a moment to notice what it means for the mindfulness to have returned. What's that experience? What is the experience of mindfulness itself? And what is that mindfulness noticing? Often it's noticing thinking, or maybe if it's a little bit later in the process, it's noticing judging. One exploration at one point that I began to be interested in was seeing if I could notice the moment that mindfulness returned. Now, that's not exactly something we can do, but there can be a kind of an intention or a curiosity about that moment, which begins to allow the mind to be able to connect with that moment a little sooner and a little sooner and a little sooner. So just notice whenever you notice that mindfulness has returned and see if there can be a curiosity about what's that like. Mindfulness is back. Celebrate that moment. You didn't even have to do it. It just happened. So that moment, notice what you're aware of in that moment. Take a moment to check in with what is happening in that moment before you kind of automatically pull yourself back to whatever object, if you have a primary object. Just take a moment to notice what had been happening and what is happening now. If there's thinking happening there, sometimes it can easily be released, but we don't have to push it away. Just the recognition, oh, thinking is happening. If you're exploring a more open awareness or receptive awareness, then just continue noticing what's happening in that moment. If you're practicing more of a directed attention to the breath or body, just give yourself a few moments to take in the experience of mindfulness. This moment when mindfulness returns is one of the best moments to begin to get a flavor for the experience of mindfulness, what it's like to be mindful. And you don't have to hold on to it. Just continue with your practice and explore the possibility of opening to that moment, noticing what's there. If you do use a primary object, you might also explore, rather than pulling the attention back to the breath or body, maybe seeing if that primary object, that experience of breath or body, can come into the mindfulness that's already there. A receiving of the breath, a receiving of the body, a receiving of whatever experience is happening in the moment. And so letting yourself settle into your body, in your posture. Relaxation is often very supportive for whatever form of meditation you practice. So you might see if the body can soften and relax. Connect to experience, this experience in this moment. For some, that may be connecting to the experience of breathing, receiving the experience of breathing. Or receiving the experience of the body. And at some point you will notice that the mind had been lost, not connecting to experience. That moment of noticing, what's that like? What's it like for mindfulness to return? And what is mindfulness knowing in that moment? Thinking, perhaps. And taking a moment to have some curiosity about the experience of mindfulness returning. And simply continuing with your practice.